This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. In case you haven't heard, we're in the midst of a zombie apocalypse here in Albuquerque. The future looks dire indeed, and the only way out is through quarantine. It's the new immersive theater experience created by the young Blackout Theater Company, and it's taking place through Halloween night at Q-Lab in Albuquerque. With us this morning from Blackout is Heather Yeoh. Heather, welcome back.
Hi, thank you so much for having me back. It's good to be here.
Great to have you with us. So beginning tomorrow night, Thursday, continuing nightly through the 31st, audience members will show up at Q-Lab. What happens to them?
So they're brought into our quarantine zone. Through there, they're taken through several rooms, and the idea is that they're going to get on a train to the safe zone in New Mexico, which is an area not infested by zombies. But before they can get on the train to the safe zone, which we have established is Pie Town, because who doesn't want to eat pie and be safe, you've got to make it through the quarantine zone, and some things may not go as planned.
Oh, there are some hazards.
There are some hazards. I mean, we're living in a world that's overrun with zombies, and as much as we'd like to be safe at all times, things can go wrong pretty quickly.
And you have created a whole environment.
It's a totally immersive experience. So once you're brought in, you're given name tags, you're given paperwork to come up with new jobs that you're going to have once you get to the safe zone. We tell you that you have to be in mourning for the life that you're leaving behind because everything that's going to happen to you is going to be completely new. You have to get decontaminated. So it's different than a traditional haunted house because it really does follow a very immersive story.
The company members of Blackout are the various people or zombies that
right.
one encounters.
Exactly. Yep. We've got guides. We've got mad scientists. There are, of course, the infected. But our company also built it all, designed all the makeup, designed all of the videos and stuff like that that go up on the website. So it's been quite an experience.
Blackout's background is in improvisation, which is a big
yes,
part of this.
Exactly.
And how have you prepared for this show?
Well, it's been interesting. We've had the idea for about 2 years. And once we got to June, we started really working intensely on developing a storyline. Then we started building this giant set. We basically took a raw warehouse space and transformed it. And then from there, we spent actually very little time rehearsing because, like you said, most of it is improvised. So our actors are just sort of, they know what beats they have to hit in any given spot. And from there on, it's just an interaction with the audience. And so it's very changeable.
And blood is important.
And lots of blood. I'm sitting here today covered in some bloody scabs, which are, I'm sure, very appealing. And we're glad it's radio for that reason.
Now, this production has already been underway for a while. What kind of responses are you getting from the people who have been through it?
People have definitely been scared, which we are very pleased about. But some people are really taking it to the next level and feeling very immersed in the project. Like we had one woman who stole some of the props from the show because she said, well, I just felt like, you know, I had to do to survive. And I realized I looked like an idiot once I got outside. But in the moment, I really thought I had to take that radio. And so we're definitely checking people as they leave.
Please don't take the props with you.
Yeah. So in that way, we feel like we're doing our jobs.
What's the age group you have in mind?
We're saying that you have to be 13 or older. It's quite scary. And there is a lot of movement, too, that you have to do within the haunted house. So we just like people to be 13 or above.
Heather Yeoh from Albuquerque's Blackout Theater Company has joined us for a look at Quarantine, an interactive haunted house experience, nightly tomorrow through Halloween from 7 to 10 at Q-Lab, 680 Haines Northwest. For information, visit quarantineabq.com or call 672-8648. Heather, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's good to see you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.